Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Around here somewhere. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know I say it. Be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. Well, you got to get informed, right? You know, people all over the place are giving up. They think we don't stand a chance. Nothing's going to get fixed. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. We will make a difference. Keep fighting. Don't give up. I tell you that all the time. Just don't give up. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, as I said, 5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You don't want to be part of the issue. You don't want to be part of the problem, if you would. A lot happened. Today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I find it interesting that the group that says or claims that they want to honor him, right? Aren't they the group of the KKK? I mean, last I checked, I'm just checking. But there were celebrations all over the place, and I don't know if some of you saw the unveiling of the Martin Luther King Jr.'s monstrosity. I don't know any other way to put it. Come on, help me out here. That was unveiled in Boston. Pretty sick, if you ask me. I don't know what part of that honored him. It looked kind of twisted and sick. You know, for those of you, I'm going to discuss this more in the next hour. But I'm really going to talk about it. And some took offense to my piece I put up on the website, joemessina.com. A Life Wasted. And if you look at what's going on today, if you see what's happening today, I don't know how you can feel any other way. And again, I'm not suggesting that everything he did was for naught, because I don't believe that for a second. Now, depending on what side of the aisle, not what color your skin is, but what side of the aisle you're on, will depend on how you perceive or see what's going on today. And so for a man, I went through 52 of his quotes. I mean, real hard-hitting quotes. This was not something he took lightly. That fight, everything he was doing, not something he took lightly. So if you really want to honor the man, if you really, 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 now look, remember first, I had Alveda King in here one year. She and I were at an event together. And she said that Dr. King's most cherished title that he had was Reverend. The most important message for him was the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right? Let that sit for a minute. And I don't say that to, you know, try to come up with a mic drop moment, but think about that. His
he knew or he felt or he believed that by relying on God, allowing God to work the way he needs to, preaching the gospel was number one in his life and would turn things around. That's what, well, I'm going to say it this way, tee off a lot of people, I don't care, but that's what a lot of sold-out Christians believe. You do what God wants you to do. You step out the way God wants you to step out. Don't modify the plan, and he'll back you up. I've seen it happen in my own life. But that's what the Reverend Martin Luther King believed. He was proud of his title of doctor. He was proud of all the things that they put on him. But the bottom line with it was, he was most proud of his title of reverend. And he knew that by pushing the gospel, by pushing, sticking to God's word, there would be a change. Now, what's happened today? Young folks, black and white, have turned away from God, number one. Number two is the white folks have been browbeat so bad. These young kids, these young, weak-minded children, have been browbeat so bad that they think white is bad no matter what. You are inherently born racist if you're white. That is such a lie that we're allowing them to get away with. And you, I just had a conversation with a couple of adult friends of mine, you white, you black, you've allowed this to happen. If you're a black conservative and you don't believe that, speak up. I don't care if you're in a bunch of NAACP people or you're just a bunch of friends and somebody comes up with that. Speak up. It's not right, and you know it's not right. The same thing with you white folks. You know, when they say something, anybody, I don't care if they're black, white, green, red, purple, when they say something that you know is inherently wrong, dead wrong, speak up. Say something. Every one of these people that committed acts of violence have been what? Left-leaning Democrats. Every one of them. There's no pick. I don't understand. Or have we seen where let me see if I can get this right. A hardcore right-wing MAGA conservative have picked up a gun, gone down to the Republican-Democrat baseball game and shot up a bunch of Democrats? Did that happen? Maybe I missed that news cycle. I don't know. I miss a lot. In my little cave here. You have to ask, seriously, you have to ask yourself, when do you start pushing back? When they talk about systemic racism, you've heard Joe talk about it a million times, Alfonso and Rachel. All right? When you talk about systemic racism, he's got it down. It isn't us. Don't say there's no such thing as systemic racism, because it does exist. But it exists on the left. They're the ones that perpetuate it. They're the ones that build it. They're the ones that make it happen. Joe Senior Host. We'll get Kimberly Moran all wired up when we come back. So don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only... Look, guys... It is truly the only way we win. And yes, I'm into winning. I don't want to lose anymore. And if you're one of those little mamby-pambies that doesn't know how to fight, or frankly doesn't want to fight, then find someplace else to go. I'm not joking. This is getting old. It's getting really old. And you want to be able to understand. You want to be able to get involved. You want to be able to get engaged. You want to be able to understand what the true issues are. And here's somebody who knows a lot more than I do. Carolee Murray joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her perspective on things. Carolee, how are we doing?
I'm still cracking up over mamby-pamby.
is that a Boston term or something?
No, I haven't heard that term in a long time. That's wicked funny.
Well, pretty old. I'm pretty old. So do you want. Anyway.
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, look. I am. I know that me celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day here
is making the left, especially the black left, like pop eyeballs. So I'm very happy about it. Little things make me extremely happy. What can I tell you? But, yeah, you know, we were talking about it during the break, and you're very extremely close to Boston.
Yeah.
And what I love about all of this, I just find this amazing. What I love about all of this is the that unveiling of that monstrosity that even people in the black community are going, what is that?
Her own, Coretta Scott King's own relatives said it was horrifying.
$10 million.
It was horrifying. It doesn't shock me for Boston, but I mean, you know, I'm sure it'll the drug addicts that hang out there all the time will, like, you know, be all hepped up on something and have a good time with that.
I am totally lost by this. Okay, I mean, I look at this stuff and I think, what did somebody actually look at that thing and go, maybe not, you know? But I doubt it. They can't take any input from us, right? God forbid.
No, but this is the par for the course with the left, Joe. They don't ever look at the bigger picture. They have this siloed focus, and they don't see what the broader spectrum of what they're actually doing or building. And if someone, you know, the general focus of this, I understand the point, but they didn't. They didn't obviously look at the big picture because it's so horrifying.
Well, okay, you're right. You're 100% right. I don't think you're ever going to get them to look at the big to look at the big picture because it's all about what the message. Look, we had. I don't want to give everything away, but we had an NAACP couple of people at our MLK Day celebration here in the city I live in, and they were upset with Congressman Mike Garcia because he didn't vote yay on the voters, you know, the Federal Voter Rights Act. Well, you know, again, it goes back to, it's all about, I don't know if you want to call it ignorance, you want to call it, they have an agenda. I mean, what is it? Because that black person from the NAACP would not walk because he was in there. Right?
Because he wants to harm us. The voting legislation that Democrats put forward would harm us, including black voters. So they're just, it's all an agenda for them. They really don't give a rat's behind about anyone, especially black people.
Oh, no, I agree with you from a standpoint of, you know, that what's happening is they're grabbing the party line, the club line, if you would, and that's what they use, and they're really not doing the research that they need to do on their own.
You know, I haven't read the bill even.
No, I guarantee it. You know, you and I and a few others that I know that I'm close with, we don't toe the party line. We read the stuff that they put out. We talk about the stuff that they put out. We go, that makes absolutely no sense. And we know why they're doing it, and we're not in for it.
Right. Exactly. I think people I'm hoping people more and more now understand that you don't have to believe everything that the government or whoever tells you, especially after the COVID debacle. I'm hoping more people now understand you need to question authority and fight back if you don't feel like they're giving you the whole truth.
Yeah,
or do your research.
You're much more optimistic than I am. I always joke and say, remember, they voted Obama in twice. So,
well, they voted Biden, whatever. Yeah. I try to be optimistic sometimes.
Yes, I know you do.
But
I can't anymore. I can't. I don't trust. You know, I love when some people say, we trust the American people. No.
I trust
the ones that do homework. I trust the ones that are really invested in what's going on around them. We'll take the time to take a look and see what's really happening. Those are the only ones I trust. I do not trust the other ones.
You can't, because you see some of the interviews that people do, you know, asking about basic knowledge about how our government works and the house, you know, the branches of government. Most people don't know anything.
You know what I find interesting? I went to Boston Public Schools, okay? Yeah, I didn't get the best education. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to stick up for them. But I don't remember ever being taught, A, to hate this country. Misinformation about history at the time. I mean, we were living in it, right? I'm there in Boston. I'm a block and a half from the Old North Church. I'm three blocks from Paul Revere's house. It's not like I couldn't go find out on my own, you know?
Right.
But now, it's all about the hate of country, and that kind of thing. It's just amazing.
There's no gain in this other than just keeping our country divided and having people hate each other. There's really no gain other than that to try to have control over people, because why would you teach people to hate their country? Meanwhile, we got millions of people streaming across the border coming here for free, right? Illegally. Right. So, you know, they obviously weren't taught by the same public school teachers.
So let me see if I can get your blood pressure pumping now. We're hearing all over the place that Joe Biden's document debacle and Trump's document debacle are two different things. If you listen to CNN, MSNBC, and the whole nine yards, they don't even come close. And go ahead, you might as well jump in.
They're right. They are two different things. Donald Trump was president. He could bring classified documents to Mar-a-Lago. He could declassify classified documents. Joe Biden was never president. He shouldn't have had those documents. And Trump also had them in a secure area and also had 24/7 Secret Service security. So, yeah, they are different things. What Biden did is way worse.
It just never stops. I'm sorry. It just never stops. I love this stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll see the Joe Mazzini Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican investigators in Congress want to know more. Since the announcement of a special counsel investigation into the Biden documents, GOP House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
The fact that they possess these documents in multiple locations all over town is very concerning.
Biden lawyers found and reported classified documents that were discovered at an old office and at Biden's private home in Delaware. Republicans have demanded information, including visitors' logs from the Biden home. The White House counsel's office said today there are no such visitor records to be had. A company you pay to keep you safe from online threats is hacked. NortonLifeLock says hackers breached thousands of its customers' accounts in the past few weeks. Norton's parent company, Gen Digital, said in a notice to customers, the breach may have exposed their names, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get involved, get involved. I don't know how to put it. Just get involved. Get informed, get involved. You can make changes. I'm tired of hearing you guys say, well, look, the voting doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and what do we do now? Well, if you don't step up, if you don't go, if you don't step out, nothing happens. Absolutely nothing. And I know I've been telling people that are coming to our school board meetings and saying, look, you know, things aren't changing. Well, no. You let it go for three decades, for God's sakes. You want to change it in three meetings or 3 months? You got to keep up the pressure. You have to keep up the fight and show them you're not going away. That's what scares them, is when they truly believe you're not going away and you're not going to stop. But when you sit there and you show up and you whine and moan and groan and then walk away and I never see you again or we never see you again, yeah, you were a mom or a dad that was just teed off about something for a momentary thing, you have to stay with it. You cannot give up. You have to stay with it. Kimberly Murray joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her viewpoint on some of these issues and some of the things going on. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. What was I going to say? Oh, it's just so much going on. What do you think of Martin Luther King Jr.? I just wrote a piece about was it a life wasted? And what I mean by that is I know he made some great strides. I know there's some changes. But I also know that when you look at what's going on today, all that work he did to move forward, and it's not a matter of people saying it's not enough, because that's not what I mean by this. But it's got to the point now they're saying it's not moving fast enough. We still have issues. We still have problems. Well, of course we do. As long as you have human beings with heartbeats. Personal opinion, okay? As long as you have human beings with heartbeats, you're going to have racism, right? You're going to have hate. You're going to have people that don't get along. You're not going to fix all this by mandating it by law, correct?
Well, in my opinion, we were much better off previous to Obama becoming president.
We were
a much more united country. I don't remember. There wasn't all this crap all the time about racism. Everybody hates each other. That didn't exist. Everybody was getting along. I mean, yeah, there's always, like you said, there's always going to be some people who are like that, and it doesn't matter the color of your skin because racists come in all colors. But they were basically, people were more united, and the Democrats and the left made it so that didn't happen anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, no, you can't be united. No, no. That screws up. Come on, that screws up all their plans, right?
Yeah, because you have no control.
Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, no, it totally screws up their plans. I mean, there's a reason they're doing it. It's just not to the benefit of anyone but themselves.
No, I totally agree with you. I think it's hilarious, again, that when I hear so many people talk, the way they talk, they really, truly believe that they can wipe out racism, they can wipe out all this stuff. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is in listening to the speeches today, listening to the talk, all the successes that Martin Luther King had, that Martin Luther King Jr. had, all the successes that he had, and the only conversation is how bad it is for black folks. That's it. That you can't get anywhere because of the color of your skin. I mean, what a message to send to young people. I don't care if you're black, you're Asian, you're Italian, you're whatever. What a message to send that your skin color will dictate your success.
Well, they do that on purpose because they want to keep people down. That's all intentional as well. Everything the left does is with intention, and it is with harmful intention. And until people realize that, they're just going to keep allowing it. It's never going to change.
No, it's too bad. We should be, again, touting the successes, touting where they've come from. I mean, again, whether you agree with me or not, the black community's been through a lot in this country. They've come a long way with everything thrown at them. Look at the success they still have. And I get the biggest kick out of it.
But, you know, it's amazing that some people are successful, no problem. That other people, it's everybody else's fault they aren't successful.
Yep. No,
I'm
with you.
Nothing to do with the color of your skin.
Well, you know, what's really funny is it's all relative, right? So I was explaining to somebody over the weekend, we're talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up, and I said, look, not that I experienced the black experience, if you would, but I remember moving, and you'll be familiar with this, I remember moving from Boston, a purely Italian neighborhood, I mean, totally Italian, I only knew one group of people to speak of, and moving into Milton, Massachusetts. Now, you can't get any more, right? You can't get any more, you know, white meat than that, seriously. And I couldn't date their girls. Okay, think about that. I was the little guinea boy from Boston. I had my car was one of the few cars that had Bondo in it, right? Because nobody could afford to get me a car or help me out with a car. That kind of thing. So, you know, I went through a lot of those things where I was not less human, but I definitely was less valuable in their eyes. And you just have to sit here and say, look, we all go through things. It's how you're going to look at it. Are you going to fight? Are you going to move through it? And the black community's done a great job doing that.
Yeah, some of them. Some of them.
Yes.
Have. But others have not. And then others, got to remember, racism is big bucks. Al Sharpton, he's the most useless piece of crap on the planet. He's actually caused people to be murdered. And it's... He just makes money off it. What does he do? He serves no purpose in life. None. He just makes money off of this race baiting and hatefulness. That's what they do. That's what the left does. They have their different thing. That's why the NAACP, the ACLU, they're all crap organizations now because they're there for the cash. It doesn't matter about actual fighting for rights or anything anymore.
Well, you know, it's looking at all of this and understanding where people are going. Look, I was just talking with you a few minutes ago about the Supreme Court, Alito and Thomas. They're talking about, you know, the laws that are being enacted, the things that are putting in place, really kind of concern them when it comes to the understanding of the Second Amendment. And these states really don't care. But they recently refused to block a New York gun control measure for now. And people don't realize, they think this is a win for them. But what the court said, what Clarence Thomas said, was, look, you have to follow the process. You can't jump the line, so to speak, you know, and go right to the Supreme Court with something. You've got to go back to the Second Circuit. follow their procedures, go through, and then come up, you know, all the way up here.
Right.
So, you know, there's four challenges, legal challenges right now, active challenges against the New York, that new New York law, which I understand. I don't know. I don't know all about it, but if it's out of New York, you know it's bad, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well, and they did it in response to something that the Supreme Court did rule in that said that they have to issue permits. They can't just not issue them, which is what they were doing. Or something along those lines. I can't remember the exact.
California had to change its law from may issue to shall issue.
So did Massachusetts.
But they're actively working right now, you know, in order for you to get a permit. You have to have letters of recommendation from prominent people in the community. You have to go through, and I think it's up now, 18 hours of a gun class. So now, listen, I don't know how you feel. I want somebody to have a gun class, at least an hour, maybe two.
It's not a requirement to practice our right, but I encourage, as an instructor, I encourage people to take classes all the time. But it shouldn't be a requirement.
So I won't give the person's name out, but I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of months ago, and they said, I just bought a gun. I said, oh, cool. What kind of gun did you get? And they told me, and I said, so have you been to the range yet? And they said, no. I said, have you shot it yet? And no. All right, have you ever shot a gun? No.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm like, okay, stop. Stop talking. I said, we're going to go next week. I'm going to go down to the range. I'll get an instructor over there, because it's not going to be me. I'm not a nice guy when it comes to that stuff. And we'll walk you through the whole thing. I'm telling you, I'm glad I did it. And it, you know, you start to realize that people really, you take it seriously. You're in it. You're teaching it. You're well into it right now. But a lot of people don't take gun safety seriously, only because they don't, what's the big deal? You put a bullet in it, you aim it, you shoot it. What's the problem?
Right? Yeah, no, I just don't, I don't believe in mandating training to practice your right, that's all. Okay. But I encourage people to get training, obviously, because I think training is important. I mean, I still take training. I've been training for 3 years, taking all kinds of different classes.
Yep.
All right. Because, you know, to prove
We got to go to commercial. Hang tight. Be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, kind of kick the week off. Talk about some of the crazy stories that come up over the weekend that people kind of, you know, I don't know, they go sideways with. So, Kimberly, again, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. The, you know, when Justice Alito and Thomas speak up and say, you know, they're concerned at the direction these, you know, 2A cases are going, that the states are passing laws that fly in the face of 2A. I think that concerns me, okay, because these guys are now speaking up ahead of time. In the past, when have you really heard these guys speak up before a case hits them?
No, they don't usually even talk about it. I mean, it's hard to even get them to listen to a 2A case.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. No, totally agree with you, and I'm hoping it doesn't come. You know, I'm hoping it doesn't come around the way they say it will. But right now, even who you have on there, based on some of the rulings that are already come down, I think we're pretty safe for the moment.
Right, for the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that? For the moment.
Yeah. So these moments don't last.
You just. But this is where you just flat out, you don't give up. You keep pounding away, and you just simply, you don't give up. You know, and a lot of people like, why bother? We can't win anyway. Well, okay, maybe you can't. See you later. Goodbye.
So, a lot of times when a bill passes, it doesn't get passed right away. I mean, the gun controllers keep pushing the same bills over and over every year in every state, or get worse, and eventually some of them get passed, right?
Right.
But you have to keep fighting them. Even though, yeah, I know it's not going to pass in certain, like they have a bunch in my state this year. I know it's not going to get passed, but we still got to fight it because we have to still prove to the people who are in charge that, yeah, we're still here and we still don't want this bill, you know?
Well, to your point, though, and that's the thing. If you don't fight it, they win. And that's what they bank on. They bank on the fact that you're just going to burn up and burn out and you're not going to deal with it anymore because we're known for that, aren't we?
Well, the left pays people. The left pays people. We don't. We have to take days off from work. We have to take time out of our lives to go do it. Meanwhile, the left pays people to be there. So, yeah, it's a lot harder for us because we don't have anyone bankrolling volunteers, quote unquote.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and it won't get better for us anytime soon. Because, again, we're right back to people being afraid. I'm sorry, you know this is a real rub of mine. You know, people being afraid to say, like this, what is it, this transgender person who bought a Miss Universe, right? Gave a speech, everybody was applauding, they were almost crying, you know, over this speech that he gave. And you're saying, well, wait a minute, he's sitting there, and he's telling you that this is now open to all women, but that's not true. You know?
No, it's definitely not true. It's not open to all women. You're going to have a 300-pound woman on there doing the swimsuit? You're going to open it up to those women? They're opening it up to men is what they really mean.
The 71st Miss Universe competition in New Orleans. Can you imagine 71 years of this? And let me see. R. Bonnie Gabriel, model, fashion designer, sewing instructor, ultimately took the Miss Universe crown, beating out 83 other contestants. All right? And I think it's a man.
Really?
I have to check this out, though, because it's the two or three articles I read aren't clear.
I think we would know that.
Purchasing, okay. What it was this person purchased the parent company for Miss Universe at $20 million. So must have been making money somewhere. And he gave that speech of diversity, cultures, diverse cultures, social inclusion, gender equality, creativity, and a force for good is what the Miss Universe pageant will become. And I'm sitting here thinking, right, so when you put those bikinis on and you strut your stuff around, because that sells, I can see that.
Oh, my God, I just got a visual in my head. Why did you do that to me?
I had this story last week about colleges and some of the products they were demonstrating. And, you know, for women, it's a, what is it, the chest strapping, flattening, whatever product. And,
it's called, I forget what it's called. I know what you're talking about.
And for men, they have the same kind of thing. I don't know. This is.
Yes, they do. So it's just more erasing women. And, you know, that's what it is. The left wants to erase women. I mean, the left likes to claim they want all these multiple genders, but in reality, they don't want any genders because they want everyone to be a sloth, monolithic one.
I agree.
And not have individual, because they hate individuality. You know that. Yep. They might pretend like they like it with all this crap, but they don't. They hate it. So that's why they push so far, and they ruin it. They ruin it for the gay community. They ruin it for women. They ruin it for the majority of trans people who just want to be left the heck alone. They don't want any part, any involvement in all this BS. But that's what the left does. It's destruction, plain and simple.
Yep. No, it's true. They're like locusts. Everything they touch, they just devour.
It turns to crap.
Right? I mean, seriously. And then, to your point, though, but think about everything that they've been attacking and pulling apart. First, it's the family, right? I mean, now they want to give kids all kinds of rights. Parents don't really have rights, but they're responsible for everything their kids do. I mean, just the ridiculousness. There's no boys. There's no girls. the whole nine yards. I saw a heartbreaking video over the weekend where some young girl was fighting her mom, screaming at her mom not to get her the vaccination because of everything she had read. Little young girl.
Wow.
And she knew. Actually, I shouldn't say young girl. She was a teenager, probably like 13, 14. And I was saying to myself, my God, if in any other scenario or situation, if that kid with today's lefty loons was going out of her mind like that over something, they would demand that the school didn't teach that class or make her watch the movie or make her do whatever.
Yeah.
But this was going to happen.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. You would have gone crazy, too, you know, with it.
Yeah, because it's horrifying. You know, this is one case where the parents are just, I think too often now, parents are just afraid of their kids.
You're believing everything. That's the problem. You're believing everything the government tells you, you're believing. And I keep, you know, some people get a little irritated with it. You know, does anybody remember the Tuskegee, experiments or not?
Yeah.
You know?
No, of course not.
The
no one remembers
this.
We weren't taught about them. We weren't taught about them in school. I don't remember hearing about those.
No, you didn't.
I found out about because that would really, you know, freak people out. Our government did that. Yeah, our government did that.
Our government did a
lot of horrible things to people.
Yep.
Our eugenicists, which are the left, they still are. They did all kinds of horrible things. I mean, the Nazis were jealous.
I wish I could get my hands on it, but there was a letter written by Adolf Hitler to Democrats here in California. And he was just in awe of how they were dealing with, you know, the undesirables, if you would.
Yep.
And people, you know, didn't send it to the Republicans. He sent it to the Democrats for a reason.
Yeah, because they still are the eugenicists of today. They still exist. They didn't go away. They just sort of stayed more quiet because they were doing such horrible things.
They retreated a little bit. You know, I mean, look at Fauci. Forget the mask thing.
Forget the vaccine
thing, right? I mean, it to really get him some nasty press, it took getting the dog people, the PETA people, you know, to come down on him for what he was doing to those puppies.
Yep. And still nothing happened to him.
No, of course not.
Nothing. He's never gonna be tried and convicted for what he's done to humanity. Not just Americans, all of humanity.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, so last but not least, the globalists are coming together, right? In Davos.
Yep, Davos, right?
Oh, Davos, yeah. Well, when you hear that and you see that, and you understand the people are going there, now I understand that there's 20 or 25 of our elected officials that have gone from, you know, federal officials to governors and what have you, gone there as well. You have to stop and think, really, what is this all about?
I don't need to stop and think. I've been researching it. I know what it's all about. I don't understand why we've allowed this, but this has been going on since, what, 1971? And before, there's other stuff that's been going on long before this. Historical, factual, evidentiary, proven stuff that's been going on for decades in this country. And it's, you know, billionaires they don't believe in national governments. They don't believe in democracy. They want to be able to rule the entire world with their government body. And just, you know, whatever they would say is what our governments at the state levels would implement. That's, you know, they push all this insane stuff, and they're making everything worse, of course.
Totally agree. And they even hint to in bits and pieces of their speeches about giving up, you know, some of your sovereignty, number one, and then, you know, number two, about having to all come together for the greater good of the planet. I think we're going to think $1 billion for the greater good of the planet. All right. Got to go. Tell people where to find you.
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND.
That's easy.
Joe McCready,
your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after break. We are going to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr., not put him down. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.